Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults. Also, the views expressed in Those Damn Ross Kids do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves.
Chris, I'm gonna be distracted. I'm currently going for the Tetris World Championship high score.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm just gonna be doing that all episode. Just da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Can you stop that?
Da 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 da.
I can't fucking work with this.
Da da da. Let's just do comedy.
An amateur.
Da boo. Da 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 da.
How's this? When I'm working, you don't walk in my line of mouth.
I don't get it.
Remember that rant that Christian Bale went on?
Oh, okay, yeah.
You can edit out the fact that you're clueless.
I usually do.
And scene.
Those Damn Ross Kids. A conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
This is gonna get really.
This is gonna be rowdy.
This is gonna be terrible.
This is gonna like we're gonna have to like issue a special apology appendix for the things that we're going to say. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
It is episode 31 of Those Damn Ross Kids.
A conversation between brothers. My name is Cole, and as
my name
established,
is Chris.
Yeah, thank you for doing the show with me.
Not a problem,
these,
man.
These past 30 hours.
It's the hour. It's the hour a week I get with you where you're not annoyed by talking with me.
I'm annoyed in general. My phone, like I no no not
your life. I didn't
not you. No, it's just in general. My phone rings. It's a unwelcome intrusion into my life.
You're lucky because I almost drove down there today.
Okay.
Like without warning. You'd have heard thump. That was the bag of dicks I threw at the front door.
Yeah, as you just like eat up.
Then you'd heard, and that was me standing behind you.
How'd you get there? We don't know.
And I just said, yep, that's right. That was a fake bag of dicks. Here's the real one.
Oh, wait, psych. The other one was real, too. You have to eat both of them.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, man. So do you have a story for me, Chris?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know.
None of it.
Are you into it?
It was a bad week, dude.
It's tough. I mean, I have some stuff, but this week was kind of like last week, and that everything that like what I thought was, you know, a humorous headline, like judge says this is the worst he's ever seen. It was about like a dad who killed four of his kids.
Yeah.
And it just kind of like I was expecting like hijinks, and instead I got tragedy.
Yeah.
It's like Those Damn Ross Kids, the tragedy hijinks switcheroo.
But I have some hijinks.
Okay, give me some.
It's jinx. It's not coming from some rube.
Mm.
It's coming from the British. I assume like the equivalent to the CIA, MI6.
Yeah. James Bond. He's MI6.
MI6 launched a cyber warfare operation on an Al Qaeda online English language magazine. When readers of the magazine attempted to download a 67-page color magazine edition about how to make a bomb in the kitchen of your mom, they instead get a webpage of recipes for the best cupcakes in America, published by the Ellen DeGeneres talk show.
Okay. But they've got all the information.
To make all of our cupcakes.
Well, no. But like, was this just a goof? Where they're
no.
Just like how you thought, like they use that to like triangulate the IP address and go and burst down some windows. And
I think you're thinking too deep into this. They there's a whole shit ton of terrorists with a whole vest full of cupcakes.
Yeah,
really, really pissed off.
I guess
because there's just melted icing all over the front of them.
Yeah, but if they were like trying to catch people red-handed, like wouldn't you download the Al Qaeda English magazine?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, right?
So then I would gorge myself on delicious baked goods.
Yeah, I mean, who turn down a cupcake. Keep a straight face and turn down a cupcake. Hey, Chris, I have a delicious cupcake for you. It's chocolate, but it has vanilla icing.
I ate it for the Superman ring on top.
Love those things. They're always sticky. Mm-hmm. Stay in my hands, Blue. Well, can I tell you about something else that's tasty, Chris?
Sure, man.
And technology, tasty technology.
Sure.
Beer to Buds is an iPhone application that allows friends to buy beers for each other. Just fill in your friend's contact information and provide a credit card or PayPal login, and a voucher is sent to the buddy, which can be redeemed at participating stores and bars. Sounds pretty convenient, right? Just kind of like, hey, man, I owe you a beer. Let me beep, 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 beep. Then modem sound. And then beer. But the problem is this is causing something of an uproar in certain communities over concerns that it will make it easier for underage people to access alcohol. Now, this entire story is just to justify sharing this quote with you, which is from Diane Pizzoni, I think is how you pronounce that name, who is Nevada's director for underage drinking laws. It starts out coherent, and then it just goes off the rails. Let me do a dramatic interpretation, okay?
I'm ready.
It's just another irresponsible company who really doesn't care about access as long as they make their money. It's email, it's iPhone, it's Twitter, it's Facebook, it's iTunes. There's no... How do you regulate that? Apparently, she turned into Gilbert Gottfried halfway through, but that's the thing. Just... It's the Lindy Hop. It's this rock and roll music.
Just my job is so hard. My job's hard, dude. It's hard. How am I supposed to?
People want to drink. People that they idolize, Chris. They bev out. You know.
Yeah.
Pretty much every podcast that's ever done is fueled by alcohol. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, I have no.
Yeah, no. So,
certainly not this one.
So, but yeah, it's just one of those things that just kind of like it's so ingrained in our cultures. People just like kids just got to get mad drunk, and this and she like she's God. You might as well put tissue paper in front of a cannon. she's the thin blue line, but that line is pretty thin. Just let technology. I want like Star Wars like Star Trek replicators that just replicate beer in my belly. Just you press a button, it puts beer in there, and then you're good.
Talking about things I have no idea about, but okay, it sounds good.
No, yeah, it's neat. I'm down with
replicators
it.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Why do I do?
You know, I'm not into the sci-fi.
Oh, I figure I'm into sci-fi enough for the both of us.
Hmm.
Oh, you know.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
You're much better than I am.
At what?
Most things.
Okay. I just want a clarification because I just wanted validation is my
thing. Yeah. This concludes Cole's self-esteem minute.
It's the 1 minute a week I get.
So. You suck.
Hey, you can't body slam somebody without picking them up a little bit first.
You're ugly and I only like you around family members.
That sounds kind of sexy. Is that leading into a story?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, yeah,
not going anywhere.
Okay. No, it's not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere.
Okay.
The only thing that I can hinge off of is underage drinking.
Yeah.
And the way that I can do that is because an Ohio man was arrested after growling at Lorain County deputies.
Growling like a
growling. Wolf. Yes, like rawr.
Like I'm gonna get
rawr.
You.
No, not like a pirate.
Well, no, like but just like a feral animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said that he was scratched by a wolf in the woods. And he blacks out when the moon comes.
Sounds reasonable. I mean, there's mythology all around the world that would I mean, I think that would account for that.
Yeah.
Like was he just growling at people? Like,
no, the deputies were called to the Timber Ridge campground in Brownhelm Township just after midnight on May 29th. They got a call that Thomas Stroop, 20, was being violent with people and animals. Other campers had fled the area because they were scared.
Frightened of this hombre lobo.
Yeah. Yes. Deputies took Stroop into custody for underage consumption.
Well, underage consumption of what?
They said he appeared to have consumed the reason that I picked this are the copious amounts of vodka while camping.
I had the same story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you pick it because of the word?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was a funny, it was a funny story anyway, but I lifted that verbatim from the article because that was probably the funniest way that you can put it.
I only picked it because I thought, well, Cole would like that word.
Yeah, I would.
I have a cup full of copious amounts of spiced rum.
well, like all that I'm thinking of is just like, he's just like sitting there. He's got like a cooler or like a pickup truck, and he's just glassy eyed, methodically, doing shot after shot after shot until it's all gone.
Yeah.
And then howling at the moon.
Yeah, basically. Howl at Aruk Fest.
I can't blame him, you know. It's just lycanthropy, man. Just I'm one thing during the day, I'm another thing during night. Man, can I tell you some more about police and animals?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Now, a one-year-old cow in New Hampshire escaped her family farm and wandered across the street. All attempts to goad the cow into returning home resulted in failure. Now, fearing that the cow would soon become a danger to passing motorists, the police did what, well, the police do best. Tasing. That's right. They tased the cow three times in a row. Said the cow's owner, well, they tased the cow. So I think, obviously, it was a taser that was meant for humans and not livestock, so it didn't have too big of an effect on the cow. That's right. The cow wasn't phased. It was tased, but not phased. Eventually, the cow wandered back home of its own accord, and the owners are upset that the police's rash actions may have unseen consequences for their livestock. Now, I picked this story. It's funny, police tasing something as like a solution, like a be all end all. What were they going to do with a tased cow? Like move it? I've got no idea. But the reason this was funny for me, do you want to know what the name of the escaped cow was?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Houdini.
All right. He escapes.
Yeah, no, like it was named Houdini before that.
Yeah, but then he escapes and his name's Houdini.
Yeah, but so you get why it's funny.
It appears so.
Okay. I mean, it appears.
It seems like I do. I don't know.
Okay. I just figured there would be more of a response.
There were two dots on the page and I connected them.
Okay. Like.
Like the dots are different. Do I need lemon juice for this? Can connect the dot?
I named my goat Lindbergh and it flew away. Hold it up to a light.
Yeah.
Your urine works too, actually.
Oh, so. It's upside down. It still looks like a fucking line.
Yeah. It's dotted. It's dotted and it smells.
It.
But oh well.
You could put an arrow on there, which one's supposed to go.
I'd like to leave it open-ended. Go both ways, Chris.
I don't even know. Is this stupid people animal week?
I guess. I don't know. I'm just going based on what you give me, and then you're going based on what I give you.
I think it might be.
It's how it works. Why? Because do you have another story?
Yeah, it's from South Bend, Indiana, where a man's wife told police her husband had been sitting outside their home for several hours drinking moonshine on Tuesday evening. I'm having a couple hour moonshine bender. Chilling. And it's like 90 degrees outside, so
like something in that cool. Something in that seems redundant because I can't imagine drinking that much moonshine anywhere but a porch. Yeah. And I can't imagine sitting on a porch for that long without drinking a bunch of moonshine.
Yeah.
So I just, you know.
I don't know.
Is moonshine still illegal?
Probably.
Okay. I suppose it's like
you live closer to Kentucky than I do.
Yeah, I don't know. I like my eyesight. What's left of it anyway? Continue.
So dude's outside. He's on his porch, which apparently is the only place to drink moonshine. Yeah. And he's been slamming it up until about 9 p.m. when he picked up a handgun and announced that he was going to play Russian roulette.
Was it a revolver?
Yes.
Okay. play Russian roulette with this clock.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Oh man!
So he aimed one or two empty clicks at his dog's head.
Jesus Christ!
Click, click. Before turning the gun on himself,
forgetting he had four bullets.
Captain Jim Andrews of the South Bend Police Department told the local newspaper that the man's wife said that he got tired of shooting at the dog and then put the gun to his own head and pulled the trigger.
Is there any other way that this story can shake out?
No. He painted half the porch with his head.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
that's rough. Like, did he have like kids watching or something? Or
yeah, the whole neighborhood was out.
Yeah, well, I mean,
there was a parade.
He put out you know, invitations on Facebook, and he put up like
notices on the telephone. There was the town's like spring or whatever. I assume like spring or summer festival or whatever was going on, and they lived on the parade route.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, the entire town was like watching this,
like right out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. I don't know, because
Well, the first person on the scene, aside from the guy's wife, was the mayor.
Okay.
He was just part of the parade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, well.
Apparently it's tradition for the mayor of South Bend to, like, dress up like an aardvark.
Okay.
And, like, ride through the parade.
Tell me what an aardvark looks like.
Hmm?
Tell me what an aardvark looks like.
Like a porcupine.
Kind of. I mean, just give me.
Looking porcupine kind of thing.
I just want you to be absolutely clear with me that you know what an aardvark is, and that you didn't just say that.
He looks like this kid I used to know named Arthur.
Yeah. And his friends. He had a friend named DJ, I think.
Yeah,
but he wasn't a DJ. He wasn't hopping up on the ones and twos. No. Unless I missed that episode.
No.
Arthur, there was Arthur, there was Babar. Babar was weird though, because it's like serious.
And
there was that. There was that gnome one. There was a cartoon about gnomes. I remember that.
Vishnu and Ted.
Yeah, Vishnu and Ted. Vishnu and Teddy the gnome.
Yeah,
it's weird because Teddy it seems like a missed opportunity that it would have been a bear, but I don't know. Chris, we're gonna play a game.
What?
I just want you. I'm gonna.
You wanna play a game with me?
Well, I'm gonna play a game with you. If you have a game to follow up with after that, then
made a game. Good.
No, I didn't make a game, but this leads into another story. Okay. Mm. So I'm gonna ask you for words. And so
when something leads into another story, what is that?
That's called a segue.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'm right.
It's okay. Oh, I'm so angry. All right. So I'm gonna ask you. Can you give me a noun?
Him.
That's a pronoun.
Damn.
Just give me it's a person, place, or thing.
Her.
Son of a bitch. Chris, just give me a person, a place, or a thing.
There.
That's more of a preposition.
I don't know the word. I'm looking at it and desk.
Desk? Okay. Let's see.
Dude, I'm going to make this so painful.
Give me an adjective.
Slimy.
Let's see here. A geographic place.
Mansfield.
Creativity there. Give me the name of a celebrity.
Carmen Electra.
Let's see here. And can you give me an article of clothing?
Tank top.
All right, tank top. Let's see here. A number.
11.
All right. And then let's see here. A body part.
Arm.
And a verb, which is an action.
Talk.
And a noun.
Window.
Okay. And finally, a liquid.
Water.
God. Okay, so let's see here. As a writer, director, and producer, Leonard Stern was a legendary desk in show business. He had an slimy career that took him to Mansfield with Carmen Electra. fond of tank tops, standing at 11 feet tall with a gray arm, he talked more than a share of windows, including water. Now, Leonard Stern was the inventor of Mad Libs, and he just recently passed away June the 7th at the age of 88 due to heart disease. You ever played Mad Libs, Chris?
Yeah, he deserved to die.
for all of that we just did there?
Yeah.
I think for that
and every trip I ever went on where someone tried to play that shitty game with me.
It's a fun game though, because you just use penis and fuck the whole way through.
Yeah, he's so fucking different. His books flip from the top, not the side. Flip from the side and you wouldn't be dead.
Strangely enough, he couldn't get out of the way of a car. He tried to jump over it when he should have jumped to the side.
Exactly. And that's how that works.
Yeah. But here's something that, like, you know, people, you know, maybe wouldn't know. He was also a famed writer and producer on 23 television shows during his career, including The Honeymooners and Get Smart. There's a story about how Mad Libs was created. He was writing for The Honeymooners, and he was stumped about what word could be used to describe Ralph Cramden's boss. So he asked a buddy to give him an adjective before he could really clarify what he needed it for. The friend fired back with clumsy and naked. And they had a funny, you know, a good laugh, because you couldn't say either of those words on television in 1952. So they laughed at it, and that became Mad Libs.
Great.
Yeah. Word games, Chris.
Nice. Yeah. Want to play a word game with me?
As long as it is some kind of quiz and it was funnier than that.
I don't usually have to look down to see the bar.
You haven't hung around me enough.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Kidding. Sorry, Cole.
Fine. I already have my minute of self-esteem. Don't worry.
Oh, good. Awesome. All right, so let's play a quiz.
Okay.
It's Spot the Fake. Okay. I'm going to give you three book titles. You're going to tell me which one is fake.
Which one is not a book.
Which one is not a real book.
Okay.
All right. Right. This is in your wheelhouse, right? You love books.
I like to read. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you like to read. You're good at that.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Truth, dare, or handcuffs, or three way. That's a title.
That's one title. Truth, dare, handcuffs, or
three way.
Three way. Okay.
How to get over that bitch and grow balls they can't resist.
That might be the most misogynist thing I've ever heard.
He's just way into you, learning to love your stalker.
Oh, wow. That's tough.
Truth, dare, handcuffs, or three way. How to get over that bitch and grow balls they can't resist. He's just way into you. I'm learning to love your stalker.
I'm going to say he's just that into you.
That is correct.
Okay. Just because I can't, like, the other two I could see, like, the first one's like, oh, we're playing kinky sex games. Hee hee. We have dead lives and we have to, you know, bring some kind of spice to this or else we're going to cut our wrists. And the second one's, you know, just general, like, you know, Maddox, how to be a man type shit. So, yeah.
Cool.
I win.
Got one. Yay.
That's the end of the quiz.
Good night. No. All right. Next question. Macho sluts.
rum doesn't feel that good in the nasal cavity.
Mensa for dummies.
Can we make that the name? Can we make that the name of the show?
Sure. Okay. Moose, a memoir of fat camp.
Okay, Moose, a memoir of fat camp is what was the first one again? Macho sluts.
Erotic fiction.
Macho sluts is not real.
No. Mensa for dummies is not real.
Oh, man. I wouldn't put it past the for dummies. And I'm like somebody who has like a couple of for dummies books. They're like not bad. I've been to a store and like I've seen like in a row like baking for dummies, pre-diabetes for dummies, and diabetes for dummies.
You're gonna say pre-diarrhea. I'm like
pre-diarrhea. It just and then just like the there's a little speech bubble that says gurgle gurgle.
The whisper of poop.
The poop whisperer, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're 101.
Okay. Macho sluts.
Colon erotic fiction is the real title.
Okay.
By Pat Califia, which, you know, look that up.
Can I get an ISBN number on that?
I will work on it.
Okay.
All right. So we're 1-1, number 3. How to text and drive faster. What will fat cat sit on? Games you can play with your pussy.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm going to say how to text and drive faster.
That's correct.
Because nobody, that would be like accessory to death at that point. Manslaughter would be the.
Which is why it's called in the last self-help book you'll ever have to buy.
Solving a problem that nobody should have.
Yeah,
that's
no, you're 2-for-1.
No, the other ones are like for like edgy cat enthusiasts. So I can see that as like a viable market.
What will fat cat sit on is a child's book, and games you can play with your pussy is like a 1960s book about games you can play with your house cat by Ira Alterman.
I like to play hide and seek with my pussy.
You're not a very good seeker, are you?
Son of a bitch. Stop it. Okay. All right.
All right, see, 2 right, 1 wrong. Okay. Here we go. Does this clutter make my butt look fat?
That's an actual thing.
Humped me, dumped me, why you were fucked and chucked.
Okay.
The fine art of overreacting. How to make your coworkers fear you.
The last one. The last one is not real.
That's correct.
Okay, because I know the clutter make my butt look big.
Oh god.
Second one sounds like a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Like a relationship advice thing. So
yeah, it's a lady book. See, you win. You're winning.
I'm winning.
You won. You can do what you want with this last one.
With this last one. Okay. So I'll
you can put this last one wherever.
I'll just bunt. That's a thing, right? That's in that sports guys do.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Curbside consultation of the colon. The R of War, The Pirate's Guide to Victory. The Big Book of Lesbian Horse Stories.
Horse stories?
Horse, as in like the animal that you rock. The Big Book of Lesbian Horse Stories.
Is this about lesbian horses or lesbians that are horse enthusiasts?
I don't even know if it's real.
Lesbian horses sounds hot.
Sure.
I'm going to say the lesbian horses are real.
Why?
I don't know. Like whenever erotica is in the mix, I don't. I tend not to be too doubtful. I have a lot of faith in erotica, especially
macho sluts.
Okay. You know, contradiction. I accept that. I'm going to say the curbside consultation of the colon is not real because that is word salad. That's not like a thought, let alone multiple thoughts expressed in a way that's coherent. And the R of War, I could see that being like in the humor section of Barnes and Noble next to the Dilbert comics.
Written by Brooks D. Cash, MD, the curbside consultation of the colon is correct and real. It's a 43 point.
Why curves?
Inspection of the colon.
All that I'm picturing is like Lucy from the Peanuts, except instead of psychiatry 5 cents, it's proctology 5 cents. Yeah,
the Big Book of Lesbian Horse Stories is a real paperback.
Okay, I'm sure. So the R of War.
The Pirate's Guide to Victory in Life and Business is fake.
I could see that being a thing. So...
I could too, which is why it's there.
Is that something that we should capitalize on?
Probably.
Okay.
That's it.
That's so it. That's the quiz.
3-2, you win. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You win. Yay. Yay!
Yay!
Oh man, you really tried to throw a monkey wrench in the works there, didn't you? But it's like you saw that I was about to win, and then you did something to make sure that I didn't.
You won.
Well, I mean, just but no.
What did I do?
Would you say that was like a sabotage?
I picked a category about books.
No, I'm leading into. Do I have to say it?
I don't.
Do I have to say the word so you know that we're moving on?
Oh,
it's a segue sabotage.
Oh, gotcha.
Just like you sabotaged my segue. Now, Portland, Oregon is living in fear, Chris, in fear of a bank robber who is still at large, continuing a spree that he started in March. He just robbed a Wells Fargo bank this past week. The nefarious man is known as the Beastie Boys Bandit because he dresses in a suit, wig, sunglasses, and fake mustache, making him look like a character from the Beastie Boys video for Sabotage. I'm sorry. Sabotage! It's a good... Have you seen the video? It's a good video.
It's a really good job. It's great. Great job.
Great job at what? Him?
Just being you.
Me?
Yeah.
He's
a robber. He dressed up in a costume.
Yeah.
He wasn't Nixon or Reagan. He was the Beastie Boy.
Yeah. It was great, right? I mean, it's original.
Yeah, that's notable.
It is.
We should spend 5 minutes talking about that.
It was
a tough week, wasn't it?
I was going to try to work in, you know, just kind of like the Beastie Boys, I never rock a mic with the pantyhose, and I do that.
We could go through the whole beat. Let's make this a 3-hour podcast of everything the Beastie Boys have ever done. Everything that the Beastie Boys have ever said that was funny right now, go.
We should, technically, since radio waves propagate at the speed of light, this podcast could reach the farthest reaches of the galaxy, making us intergalactic planetary. We have to fight for our right to podcast, and you know, something about a brass monkey. I don't know
who's funny, Lenny Bruce.
He is funny. He's a funny guy.
Let's say everything he said that was funny.
God, man, I don't know if you've ever just like spiked something I've said so quickly before, so roundly, so completely. You just took this and you saw me flying high and just boom.
No, you weren't flying high.
Okay.
It was a tough week.
It was. Okay. Well,
it was a very tough week. It was a tough week for officials in New London, Connecticut, too. They had to turn off the water at the city's new waterfront fountain because people have been using it as a toilet. The fountain was activated last month and features a sculpture of a whale's tail with water spilling over it. Visitors are encouraged to run through it. Since the fountain opened, police have responded to calls of people urinating, defecating, and showering in the fountain.
Are these like homeless people? Or
some people have just cut themselves and decided that they wanted to rinse the blood off in the fountain. Police are quoted as saying that they're developing a plan to better keep an eye on the area. Can the fountain shoot peroxide? Like, is that a possibility?
I've got this container of sharps I need to get rid of. Oh, fountain.
Yeah, can we do that?
Yeah. Oh, man, I've got these.
I'm going to go play on the STD to the whale.
I've been saving up these used condoms.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Is that when you layer them?
I guess. Condom lasagna?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I would edit that out, but.
The cottage cheese is supposed to be on top, not inside. Oh God!
Stop. Okay. So people are basically just being barbarians, because nothing can be put like out anywhere without just being like ruined.
I mean, like, what was in the Roman baths? They seem to keep that stuff together. We put up a smiling whale that shoots water out, and people are just like, "Oh my God! I wonder what can come out of me."
God. You say like Roman baths, but like something you never see in like time travel movies, you know, in that whole subgenre of film is, you know, like the people going back into the past, but like being completely overwhelmed by the smell of things because modern hygiene standards are so like just above and beyond what they, you know, need to be.
I guess there's a whale in every town.
There's a whale in every town. It's the piss whale. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And over in China, there's the piss dragon, but you know, we'll give him that one. But yeah, that's tough.
It is tough.
Man. So hard. Just people are like, nothing can be out in the world without being ruined. Let me know if I'm off here. And don't be like funny. It's like, yep, you're off, you know, before I can like say anything, because I might be wrong. But fewer people equals less complicated than. Like, if you expose something to enough people, eventually it's going to be shit on. Right?
Yeah.
It's the natural proclivity that people have.
No, you're so right on.
To like ruin. I mean, it's
spot
like,
on.
It's like the tragedy of the commons, right? You just put that out. And yeah. It's not going to sing it, sister.
I couldn't agree more.
Don't patronize me.
You told me not to disagree with you right off.
Okay. All right.
So I'm throwing my heart in it.
Okay. Well, I've said it. So, I mean, you can disagree with me now that I've, you know, said my piece. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. Okay. Will you just come with me for a minute?
I can. Yeah, I can come with you to a place.
Can we go back?
Go back.
Going back in history.
Are we hopping in the Wayback Machine?
Yep.
Oh, I love this. Can I make time travel noises?
No.
Can I put some in post?
You do what you want. That's your end.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's enough. I'll see where it goes now. Whoa, where are we at? Well, more appropriately, when are we at? I don't recognize this.
How big of a drink was that you took?
we're
I just the reason I was quiet is because you were taking a drink.
Okay,
you're ice and shit. I'm like. And you're like, you come back and you're like, whoa, where are we, dude? Wow.
Oh, man.
Anyway, since we're going back in history, nearly 2 pounds of still green plant material were found in a 2,700-year-old grave in the Gobi Desert. The green plant material was found to be the world's oldest marijuana stash.
What did they do with it?
Fucking smoked it.
I hope.
No, they're analyzing it and stuff.
I'm sure, yeah.
But it kind of cast doubt on the fact and the theory that the ancients only grew marijuana for hemp in order to make clothing, rope, and other.
It's a very versatile tools material.
And stuff. Yeah,
it's a very versatile material.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that's
they were smoking that and stuff.
They put heated marijuana near their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. History sucked. Like there was nothing to do. They didn't have Twitter. They didn't have like indoor plumbing. Like all that they had on God's green earth was, I guess, can you imagine how dank that would be? How sticky 3 millennia old. Oh,
Just the only thing that would kill me would be like the lack of music or entertainment.
No, I was talking about the dankness of that bud. No, yeah. Well, like, what are you gonna do? Like back in history?
No, I meant like if I was getting blitzed back then, and there was no fucking music, I would probably.
Well, no, but like they did it. It was like a social thing. Like they did it like in like weird festivals and dancing around bonfires with bongos and shit. Those masks and stuff, and like, yeah, just like whipping them slaves. to get that pyramid built. You know, like they told stories, Chris. They got wicked lit, and then they told stories to each other. It was a very wholesome thing. They got the entire family involved. You know, like grandpa and grandson. You know, grandpa 29 years old, grandson 4. Then just they were just rocking it. They were just rocking a mean lid, right?
I think so.
They were putting it into. Oh man, I don't know. I hope that I'm coming across as like, am I saying things that are actual words?
It seems like you're saying words.
Am I saying like words that relate to marijuana? Because like I don't want to be that guy. But I
was that your goal?
I was trying to be funny because like people like marijuana.
You're doing
funny,
a beautiful.
Right?
You're doing a beautiful job.
Okay, trying to be funny.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
You're doing an
I'm
awesome
like,
job.
Because I'm like not that. I'm not that guy. I don't. Yeah. Yeah.
What does e pluribus unum mean?
E pluribus unum means out of many one.
Huh.
Out of many comma one.
Out of many. Comma one.
Yeah.
So how does that deal with like in God we trust?
It doesn't. It's they're two different things.
Oh really? One's Latin and one's English?
Yeah.
Is there more difference in that?
Well, they're like for one, I just told you what e pluribus unum means. And I can do a rewind here. I don't think I said in God we trust. You know, there's also, you know, no novos ordum seclorium on the currency too.
Oh no, yeah, I'm coming.
Are you?
Hmm.
Are.
No, in Latin that means the corn is done.
God, man, can I tell
Don't check that.
Okay, I won't. Okay, can I tell you a story, Chris?
Sure.
Okay. A 44-year-old Orlando, Florida man is in trouble after having been caught taking upskirt photos in a local pharmacy. Nothing too out of the ordinary here. The woman noticed him and was able to identify him to police because he was wearing a name tag from a local hospital. Now, the police sought the man out at the hospital. And the only excuse that he had to offer for putting a camera up a woman's skirt and taking a picture was that he wasn't thinking right, quote, because his child was very ill and in the hospital.
Awesome.
I have a kilo of methamphetamine, several switchblades, 4,000 whippets. I don't know what a whippet is, but he has them. He has all of them. And I do this because I have a book overdue from the library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
this guy's killing it. He's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He's living it so legit.
So the story is about the excuse to be able to do what you want because.
Right.
Fucking stubbed your toe.
Yeah,
I stubbed my toe.
I stubbed my toe, so I murdered like 15 people.
Yeah.
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 No, I mean, it was like he was.
No, I make wall hangings out of people.
Yeah, yeah. Tapestries.
Yeah, out of people.
I make people tapestries.
Because I sneezed last week.
I sneezed.
Sneeze.
It was very inconveniently timed. I was recording a podcast and man.
Every time you sneeze, some asshole makes a tapestry out of it. That's pretty
keep
much
that how in it. Mind.
Do you that's think how it comes
like,
down.
No, let's let like should they marker it a legger like that?
Probably. You really need a legger, dude.
Yeah, especially like the D 24 hour.
Eventually you keep sneezing, it's gonna be somebody you know. That's going to work out.
Let's perfect that technology. Like it could be somebody you know, like then like the recording is blank, but then the tech takes over. to say, your little son Timmy. Just to, like, let's do that. Personalized advertisements. I mean, the internet's doing it. So why can't, like, television? I want, like, oh, man.
I'm pretty sure that Sea-Doo stole the...
What?
Everyone's doing it. Sea-Doo.
Everyone's Sea-Doo-ing it?
Yeah, that's like a jet ski.
It's a ski, but with, like mountain ski?
No, Sea-Doo.
Like, okay. Like the letter C, do, like he, because like I think he hangs out up the street.
Spell C for me.
C do. He's the dude with the feathers in his hair. He's who hangs around up the street.
No. C-do. Like, if I was gonna kill you on vacation, where would I dump your body? In
I'm sure C do would help you out.
In
the ocean.
Okay, what's another name for ocean?
Water.
Okay.
The briny deep.
Okay.
Oh, man. Speaking of Sea-Doo's feathers in his hair, can I tell you about a new craze that is sweeping the nation?
Sure. I'm going to hate you while you talk, though.
Does that differ from, like, in general?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because now I'm angry.
Now, feather extensions, or, quote, feather locks, are a new fashion sensation that's sweeping the nation, wherein rooster feathers are worked into a girl's hair. This is having unintended side effects, since outdoor supply stores cannot keep the feathers in stock, which is a problem for fly fishermen who use them as bait. This scarcity is driving the price up, with some sets of feathers going for as much as $800 on eBay, as the farms where they, you know, grow the roosters to make the feathers, you know, they can't keep up with the demand.
Let me see your peacock.
Oh, yeah. Just show me that plumage.
That's the way that works. That's a nasty weave.
That's like it's a weave, but it's a pigeon weave.
What a wicked weave we web.
What a wicked weave that is. I don't know. I'm trying to work out something. It's weird, though, right? Like, are there
people would, like, want to put feathers in their heads?
Well, no. I mean, they've been doing that since Indian times.
No, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no. I just, is that something that, like, a celebrity is doing? Or is this just, like, a mass hysteria that's set down on this planet?
No, it's, like, the Birdman, baby. He fly in any weather.
What?
Look that up.
Oh, it's Lil Wayne. Okay, I gotcha.
The Birdman.
It's Birdman, but it's featuring Lil Wayne. You know how much he gets paid per verse, Chris? Lil Wayne?
I don't know. One gold tooth?
$50,000 per verse. Like, somebody just throws it off to Luda. Luda carries it to him by hand. And then he does the verse in his home studio. And he gets 50... He gets 50 G's for it.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, right? But no, that's wicked smart.
Do you know who makes their fortune $1.38 at a time?
Who?
KFC.
What costs $1.38? Is that the double stacker or?
No. The reason that they're making so much money is because they're expanding into China.
I'm sure.
In China, KFC is launching the Taste of Ireland campaign. Where they are splashing standard KFC fried chicken with Bailey's Irish cream liqueur.
That sounds savory.
The microsite for this promotion advertises the unique blend costing $1.38 for a three-piece combo.
Okay.
And this is where it gets startling.
Okay.
China is one of the fastest growing food markets in the world. A new KFC opens in China every 18 hours.
Oh, but they don't have Colonel Sanders. They have Colonel Mao, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
every 18 hours, there's a new KFC.
Every 18. Seriously, you cannot can't do anything.
Like, I can.
there's no measurable anything.
There's, like, nothing happens that regularly. I don't take a shit that regularly.
Exactly.
every time you shit, a KFC goes up.
Yeah, like 2 hours into your workday, until when you wake up, there's another KFC.
That's absurd.
That's how that works.
Wow.
Did you know that, startling. Like, that is startling.
Startling facts on Those Damn Ross Kids. Did you know that China is like where all of our chicken feet end up? Like all
the
of
the chicken
them?
That we used to feed, or the feed that we feed chickens?
No,
with?
Feet. Feet as in like what you stand on.
Oh, chicken feet.
Yeah, chicken's feet. Like we, you know, we eat a lot of chicken here in this
yeah,
country.
Everybody it's knows a, that.
Yeah. that we're enthusiastic about our chicken, or that the feet
no that that's where all the chicken feet end up.
Okay. don't discount my
good God.
But just it's true.
Why do you treat people like they're stupid?
I don't know.
Everybody knows where the chicken feet go. you are not a snowflake, dude. Everybody knows where the chicken feet go.
Explain yourself. How do they know this?
Huh?
How do they know this?
And they know this from my own personal scenario, making you feel like shit.
Okay. Oh, man.
Why can't I just be funny? Why do you have to ask me for an explanation?
I don't know, because I need to know if I...
Like we're on CNN or some shit. Like, yeah. Well, you feel that way.
Tell me.
No, it's fucking for fun. Everybody knows.
Everybody, every single person knows.
Everybody knows but the chicken.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
We're so sorry about that episode, folks. It's usually Chris who's the one who says that it's bad, and then when I say it's bad, then it's usually bad.
Can you make it that way?
So thank you.
Selfish.
Thank you for sticking it out, I guess. If you for some reason want to find more awful programming like that, you can go to duckfeed.tv. That's where all of our shows live now. There was some confusion expressed. No, we weren't bought out or anything by a duck themed company.
Whose confusion was that?
That was Levi's, actually. That was our friend of the
show.
He
thought we got Levi's. Bought out.
He thought we got bought out
by duck feed.
Yeah, a thing that doesn't exist and only has our shows on it.
Nice.
Yeah. So go check that out. That's just like to clarify. That's just something that I do to kind of keep all of my shows existing and future under one brand, and it makes putting stuff up a little bit easier. So just go there, check stuff out. You can check us out on iTunes. We have another review here, which if I was smart, I would have had it pulled up.
Oh, the disrupted transmission or whatever. Interrupted self-plug.
Yeah, he did kind of plug himself, but he also said nice things about us. So it's not a, it's, I mean, I don't really care. So he said, sweet. And this is by a man named Eli Bishop. He said, I'm glad I stumbled on this one. I'll definitely be taking the time to go back through all the shows and get more familiar with the show. I listened to a couple and was definitely hooked. That was Eli.
Hey, Eli.
Yeah.
Eli? No, you don't answer for Eli. Oh,
okay.
This is to him.
Okay.
Cole likes you. I'm coming after you.
You better run, because Chris does not stop once he gets started.
It's going to be hard and average, and it's going to slam you.
If you want to slam, you take it to the jam. Everybody get up.
It's time. Bam, wham, glam. Okay.
Okay. Space Jam. All right. So, other things you can do. Thank you so much. You can leave us a review on iTunes. We have lots of ratings now. It feels nice, but we could always use more. But other than that, just keep on listening, and maybe go to duckfeed.tv/donate. Slide a couple bucks our way. You know, always equipment and bandwidth and stuff like that. You know, to keep in mind vis-a-vis the podcasting issue goes. No pressure. We'll keep on doing the show anyway, because we love doing it and we loved you. So, yeah. Is there anything else that they can do, Chris? Just forget this episode existed, honestly. That
I don't even... Like, don't, no, I'm don't, like, line up on... sign up on PayPal for a refund if you if you've given anything.
We'll make
like
happen.
Pray to God for the thoughts that you've given us.
Yeah,
for those back.
Yeah, just take like any goodwill.
No matter what you've given,
any goodwill that we have built up, we have thoroughly squandered.
We will be writing IOUs for every episode you've listened to.
Yeah,
like here's your time back.
Like that's a lot of time.
I don't know how
we're gonna reimburse it. But you know, the show has to go on, you know, if there's
it'll be mostly done in fall time for leaf raking.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then it's good. We have a thing where those damn Ross kids lawn care.
But I can't guarantee that we're not going to do some hijinks and diving in piles of leaves.
Yeah, no, we're going to jump in there and get bitten by a brown recluse and you're going to be liable because
it's all on you and your family.
Yeah. No, you really should have been taking care of your property better.
Definitely.
Yeah. So with sincere apologies and hoping that your day gets much better after you just listen to this. This is Cole.
And I'm Chris, and I'm really sorry that I'm gonna take your family's fortune.
Yeah. Good night. Good night. We'll see you in court.
Oh, I feel bad about that.